Hello, everyone. You're listening to Sci-Fi Dig. I am your host, Aaron Makem. Have you ever gone down one of those weird rat holes where you become a completist? You start watching a show, and there ends up being like multiple seasons of a show, and you just start watching it, and you can't stop. Or you refuse to stop because you want to watch it all at once. Because it's, I started thinking about it today, and it just seems to me that that's odd behavior. Not like when, say, Netflix drops an original series, right? And it's like 10 episodes and you watch them all. You binge watch it. Yeah, that's one thing. But I'm saying that you have all sorts of different entertainment out there, like that you can have access to, whatever it may be. You know, TV, cable, you know, discs, you know, multiple streaming places. And then you come across a show and you kind of like it and you start getting stuck. You start watching and you get like four or five episodes and you're like, yeah, I like this. There's other things I want to watch, but I want to finish this first. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of behavior. It's like, I need to finish this. I want to finish this first. Why do we do that? It's weird. It happens to me periodically and I have to stop myself and say, I don't need to finish this right now because it's getting to the point where I'm not enjoying it. I'm starting to look at it as a chore. And if I was watching this on TV, it would only be on once a week and there'd be breaks in between and it would take an entire year to get these 13 episodes viewed before I had access to more. So I'm not sure why I'm not the only one that does this. I know that. I know. So if you say that I am, I know that you're fibbing because it's not true. I know people are like this as well, but why are we like this? Is this what TV has come to, like the nature of the way we watch now has changed, like from Netflix and things like that, that we have to binge everything it comes out and I'm not talking about like when you get caught up in a show. Like there are some shows that are written so well that the 13 or 10 episodes or whatever is making up, they flow so well together that you can't help but keep on going because you need to know what happens next. You know, I love those shows. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying if you take any of those shows, like take any of the Marvel shows or Sabrina or any stuff on Netflix, the original stuff, which is all great. Don't get me wrong. I love it all. I enjoy it all. But pick an episode. Pick like episode 4 and then like episode 9 and then watch that episode by itself and realize that the flow and the pacing sucks because it's not written as an episode. It's written as a series. And that's why when you watch it, you can never remember what episode you're on. You just go back to the Netflix machine, you push the button, keep on playing, continue watching, and then you continue watching it. You're never sure what episode you're on. You have to check sometimes to figure out how many are left. A lot of times I get to the end and realize, oh, crap, that was the last one. And I'm not even talking about shows like that. I'm talking about shows that have been out for a while. Like one of the things that's happened to me in the past couple of weeks is that, as I've mentioned, my daughter is in Spain studying abroad for a semester, and they have Netflix there. It's different than Netflix we have here. And, you know, so she has access to more things, but she also, there's not a whole lot. I mean, because of that, she obviously looks for some English television. And a few years ago, we started watching the Shadowhunter series on Freeform. It was ABC Family. Now it's called Freeform. And I talked briefly about the Mortal Instruments books. She loved them. I read them because of all the things I could have donated a kidney, and reading the Mortal Instruments books makes me a better father than if I donated a kidney to my kid, because they're not good. If you're a middle-aged guy, they're not good. I like the world. I like what they're trying to do there. I would like it if they could have told that story in one book, which they could have. We didn't have to have, I don't know, I think there's 5 books. We didn't have to have it all. We don't have to have all the teenage angst of, I love him, I don't love him, I think I love him, I can't tell him how I feel, blah 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 blah. It's not for us guys. I don't think it's for grown ass women either. It's just not. But it was kind of in the vein of what I like, and I wanted to be able to have a conversation with her, so I persevered and read them all. We went and saw the movie. Movie was not good. Unfortunately, when it got toward the end of the movie, I could see the hook where they could make the rest of the books. And at that point in time, they could have made it good. I'm trying to remember the movie, but if I remember right, my problem was the character development was done really badly and it was kind of a slog. And then the action scenes were too far and few between. I think that's what have really sold it. and I didn't feel a lot of chemistry between the characters, and I was like, eh, it's okay. Well, then immediately after it came out, it was a huge box office flop, and I told my daughter, I was like, well, we're not going to get a sequel because this didn't make any money. They started a Shadowhunter series on ABC. Don't you love how I got here? How I got to this point? I'm telling you all about The Mortal Instruments, which books I don't even like, and all because I was talking about the way we watch TV. Anyway, this is the way my mind works. So it was coming up. We got real excited. We watched the first four episodes, and then school happened and everything, and there wasn't time, and they built up on the DVR. We never finished watching them. So I figured, she's not interested, so I ended up deleting them. Didn't think about it again until last week when she texted me and said, hey, I watched all the Shadowhunters. It's available. She's just really good. I'm really liking it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I kind of like that show. So I'm like, maybe I'll go and revisit that. Because, like, you know, I don't have satellite or cable anymore. So I might as well give it a whirl, right? So I started watching them again on Hulu. Because Hulu has – my son pays for Hulu. So I get Hulu. I would never pay for Hulu because I think Hulu is horrible. I think their interface is horrible. Their interface is horrible. It's just horrible. I don't know who designed it, but it's bad. So anyway, it's always a pain in the ass to find anything on there and yada, yada, yada. So I ended up, but it's on there. So I started watching and I've watched the first four episodes and I like them, but they're very slow because of the, I think part of the reason that they're slow is because I read the books. I know where all this is going, but I remember the first book the best because not only did I read the book, but then I saw a movie about the book, and then I've watched the first three episodes of this series, you know, 2 years ago. So I'm like revisiting all that. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for some new material. You know, I'm waiting for – the action is really good though. So I like the action scenes, like the fighting and things like that. So I'm watching, and I'm like – because it's cold out. It's like this is – there was snow on the ground this morning. I'm not very happy camper about that. And so I'm like, I can't run, so I've been doing elliptical, which I do not like to do because it's boring. So I have to watch TV, otherwise I'll kill myself. And so I decided to watch this and get caught up on what's going on there. And like, I get done with that with episode four, and I'm like, I like this, and I'm like, maybe I'll watch more tonight. Then I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm not really feeling it. I think I'm going to watch something different, you know, tonight, and then I'll come back to this at a later time. And the only restriction that I'm putting on myself is I kind of want to finish it before my daughter comes home so that we can talk about it. And if it wasn't for that, I might step away for months before I come back to it. And I thought, that's unlike me, because normally when I get hooked on a show, I kind of dig in and just burn through it, even if there are slow points or whatever. And clearly, this show is not marketed for me. It's a bunch of beautiful young people. It's marketed for young people. It's not. But I do like the action. I do like the mythology in the universe has been built here. I think it's really cool the way that they've put it together. It's just not, you know, the way the story flows and the characters, it's just not for a middle-aged guy. Simple as that, you know. And it just made me think about, you know, the way we now watch TV and the way TV, I use the term TV as a generic term, the way it's marketed toward us now. You know, episodes on these services that they make are not put together to be viewed one at a time, you know, with a wait period in between for most of them. Now you take the Titan series on DC Universe. Now that the way that those episodes flow, whether you like it or not, they flow in an episodic format where you get to the end. There's a little bit of a cliffhanger wanting you to come back. You know, unanswered questions. You know, you want to see more or whatever. It's not where there are cliffhanger points like in the middle and then 2 seconds later that the cliffhanger's answer for you, you know, the flow is much different. And I find the whole thing fascinating because as an art form of writing a show, I think it's changed. I think as writers have come together, it has changed in how you're doing things. Everybody always complained in comics about when you would write a 6-issue series, you're writing for the trade because, you know, there would be 6 issues and that'd be one story. And you know, I get that to a certain extent because there are some stories that clearly could have been done in four, but they didn't. But I think that has kind of changed now because I think before they were kind of – it was kind of like the thing to do because you wanted to sell trades because you were selling a lot of trades and less issues. Well, I think since digital comics have come along, my personal opinion, and the fact that they have easy access and they can buy them, you know, same day and all that stuff as the paper copies, that – they have kind of gotten away from that. You know, yeah, some people still write that way. And yeah, there's still 6-issue stories, but there's a lot of 4-issue stories. There's some 3-issue stories, a lot of one-offs as well that I really like when there's a one-off issue. So I just think the way that, you know, the art form itself of telling a story, of entertaining us through a television medium, through a screen, I don't know how you want me to say it. I'm going to call it TV. I'm old. What do you want from me? Through a screen that lights up in the back, that runs on electricity, and there's photons and stuff. I don't know. So anyway, like, you know, Netflix and things like that, you watch those shows, and the way that they flow is definitely in a series form rather than a one-off form. Now, I haven't gone back to, like, Netflix or Prime or anything like that and tried to watch any of their weekly series to see if they flow differently. But I can definitely see when, you know, I just finished Sabrina not too long ago, and I also finished the Iron Fist season 2, and they definitely are not written in an episodic formula. They're definitely written across, you know, as one story, and it just kind of all flows together, which is fine when you watch it that way. I mean, I have no complaints about it. I'm just saying, if you picked one episode and pulled it out of the middle and watched it, I think that you would see that the flow and the way the character development and the highs and lows do not work as well when it's a single episode as opposed to watching an entire the entire season. Anyway, that was just a weird thing that popped in my head today, and I wanted to talk about it, and now I'm done talking about it because I bored everybody to death. I do want to talk about a box set. Love box sets. I'm going to talk about them whenever I can. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of them. I mean, I can review a regular DVD for you. You know, I have, I have Stargate on DVD from whenever it was first put on DVD. It was one of those free ones you got. You got to send in for, like, when you bought a DVD player. Remember when they were like $400, but you can get like 3 free DVDs, and it was like one good one, and then one okay one, and then there was like one that we were just like, okay, I mean, I guess I'll take this because it's free. You know, I guess I'll take Stepmom. Don't really want it, but I guess I'll take it because it's free, you know. I believe I still have Stepmom. Never watched it. But it was one of my free ones. So this set is something that's near and dear to my heart. Man, I am drinking coffee, and I'm telling you what, if you get a milk frother, that is a game changer. I mean, that is a game changer. That just changes everything up. I don't put sugar in my coffee. I usually just drink it black, or I drink it with milk. But you get a milk frother, and you get some of that sweetened cream, just plain, you know, like cream with a little bit of sweetener in it, and you froth that stuff up. Man, that makes a perfect cup of coffee. I'm just telling you, it is the bomb. And I can't stop drinking it, and this much coffee cannot be good for you, especially for somebody my age. I can't imagine this is going to end well. Anyway, back to my DVD. Now, this is a DVD. This is not a Blu-ray set. It's a DVD set, and it is Batman Beyond. Now, Batman Beyond, I remember when it came on TV, I watched every episode. Man, I was blown away. I could not believe it. I could not believe how well that they meshed this in with the original Batman animated universe. You know, the way everything came together, I was like, man, this is so good. I was, the first episode, man, I was hooked. And then I just kept watching the episodes, and I've seen them all. And I always wanted to go back and revisit, and it was never on anything. So the DVD set came out, and I missed when it came out. And then I was looking it up one day, and I came across the fancy box set, and it was way expensive. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying that. I want to go back and rewatch these because I really do like them. And it's of all the animated stuff out there, all the different series, I would say that I know everybody says Batman the Animated Series is their favorite. I love it for what it is. It is not my favorite. I think Justice League Unlimited was my favorite, but I think the Batman Beyond is a tie with Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. By the way, that annoys me, that the fact that it's Justice League and then Justice League Unlimited, but it's all one show. Make up a name, and can we just call it that? Because it's very annoying if you're trying to. I have that box set as well. Talk about that one day too. Anyway, so you know, this came up, and I was looking for Batman Beyond. I'm not going to pay that. You know, I want to go back and watch it. And it must have been when the DVDs came out. It was probably still being aired somewhere, and I was catching episodes here and there. Because if it was on, I'd usually flick it on and watch it. And I've read probably half of the comics that have been available, Batman Beyond. And I like those as well. I mean, it's all good stuff. And then one day this came up, and it was the deal of the day. I remember when Amazon, it was like 4 out of the 7 deals of the day of the week were always DVDs, and there was always some kind of great deal. I mean, just something that was spectacular cheap. And now they never have that stuff. Now they're always trying to sell you like clothespins and crap. But so it came up, and it was dirt cheap. And I told a buddy of mine, I was like, hey, man, I was like, this is a deal day. And it was for, I think it was like $25. And I'm like, that is a good deal on that. And we both bought it. So I got the set. And the first thing you need to know about me is I like DVDs and Blu-ray sets to be in the shape of DVDs and Blu-rays. Okay, I want them to be, and I want to be able to stack them up vertically on my shelf. And I want them they don't have to be the same height. They can be a little bit taller, a little bit shorter, a little bit fatter. I'm okay with all that. But I don't like weird shaped boxes. And I know some people buy like the collector set that comes in like, you know, they get like Planet of the Apes and the Ape Head and stuff like that. Yeah, that's great. But how do you fit it on your shelf? It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I like things to be kind of uniform. Considering my DVD shelf is a freaking nightmare. With stuff laying everywhere. Still, they're all DVD shaped. But this box is one of the flat boxes. So it's kind of annoying, but I'll take it because the box is beautiful. What you have is a box with a heavy-duty plastic slip cover that you slide off. And on the back, it has that the standard piece of glued cardboard in the back that has the contents of the box and the UPC and all that stuff. By the way, if you have to scan DVDs, you don't want to lose that UPC. Otherwise, you got to put it in manually. It's a pain in the ass. If you would, for some crazy reason, peel that off. I don't know why you would do that. Okay? That's part of the set. If you peel that off, the set is no longer whole. I'm just going to say that. So don't peel it off. Don't do it. But if you would, there's a nice picture of on the plastic of Batman Beyond. It looks almost like a cell. Because it's on that plastic. So you slide that off, and then it has a lid that's a hinged lid, and you pick up the hinged lid, and there's a very, very heavy-duty, I don't know why it's so heavy-duty, piece of ribbon that goes along the box. And you pull that up very slowly, and a book comes up. And you get a Batman Beyond book. And underneath the book is the DVDs that sit inside the box set. And you have two little thumb holes where you pick those up. And it's a nice big fat box that has DVDs on a spindle. Not on a spindle. With like pages on the inside. It's heavy duty. So far mine is not broken or anything like that. Only one disc per side. It's not like, you know, they stack them. I hate when they stack them. Only because when you want to watch, if you want to watch disc two and it's underneath disc one, then you have to have three hands. And it gets very frustrating, especially if it's dark and you're trying to, you know, if you have the lights off because you're watching or it's nighttime, you're trying to, it's a pain in the butt. But this, everything about the set put together is great. The set itself has all the episodes, has a bonus disc with some bonus stuff that I've never watched. And I realized that today, did not know it had a bonus disc. Don't know why I never noticed that before. That's a horrible reviewer. But I did not know it had it. I was like looking, I was like, what's this? I was like, oh, that's a bonus disc. I should probably watch that at some point because I haven't watched it yet. But I've watched all the episodes. And I'm not sure why I missed that. But anyway, it has all those things in it. And the set, actually, like 2 weeks ago, was on sale again. It's a good price. Now, keep in mind that if you get DC Universe, this is on there. Man, I tell you what. I've talked about DC Universe on almost every single podcast inadvertently. You know, I mean, some of them I purposely talked about it, but it's like it keeps coming up. But on DC Universe, these are supposedly in HD. I don't know if there's a Blu-ray set of Batman Beyond available. If there was, I wouldn't buy it anyway because I have this set. It's a very nice set. Don't want to part with it. There are some sets that even though they're DVD and you know, they're DVD quality, and when you watch them, you can if you compare them to an HD one, you can see that there is definitely a little bit of a difference. Some of the DVD sets are just so nice and so well put together that I don't know if I would ever part with them anyway on some of the sets. Now, I have never listened to any of the commentary on it. I'm not exactly sure what episodes have commentary. That is one thing that I'm lacking. I don't really do commentary. Don't listen to commentary for animated things. Maybe a major feature like a Pixar film. I would, but for even the DC animated direct stuff and like all the series, I never do. And I think that one of the reasons is that when I have in the past, I've listened to one or two commentaries. I got out of the habit of doing it only because they talk a bit about you know putting the putting it together and which is great, but that's not really what I don't really know about how the artist put everything together. I want to know, like, to me, it's more fascinating when you're talking about filming something live action, how you put the shot together or how you had to go find this, scout this location and things like that. That's what's more interesting to me. Although, if you like the other, that's certainly a preference. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying that's not what really interests me. But the set itself is a beautiful set, well put together. It's in a skinny, flat box that you can't put on the shelf anyway other than laying down flat and throws. The only saving grace is that I have Stargate Atlantis on DVD. I think it's DVD. Yeah, DVD. And it's the same way. It's the same. The box is almost exactly the same size, so I can stack two of them. If I got three more box sets like that, then they would have a proper spot on the shelf because it would fill the shelf the whole way up, and I would feel much better about my life. But I only have the two. So I end up stacking other DVDs on top of there, and it makes it look sloppy. I don't like it. I'm just saying. Anyhow, the book is it has a complete episode list, tells you what's on the special features disc that I never watched, and now I kind of want to because it looks like there's some cool stuff on there. Not sure how I ever missed that. I'm really bad about reading the books in sets unless it's like a movie set, and I know that it's going to be like some stories of things going on behind the scenes. And usually the animated sets, it's like a lot of art, and this is no exception. They have the episode list. They have artwork for the they have like a mouth chart of like Bruce Wayne, like all the different facial features and stuff like that. They have a lot of the color backgrounds. One of the things they have is kind of neat is they have all the a lot of the villains that they've introduced. They introduced these in a series on TV rather than a comic. They made their first appearance in the series, and he's had a lot of good villains that, you know, you go back and, you know, looking at them on paper, it's like, I don't remember many of these, but I remember when I'm watching the show, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the villain from this episode that he's already seen before and stuff like that. So, there's that. And then the last few pages of the book are just, like backgrounds of Gotham City and, you know, the way it looks now and things like that. But it's a nice little book, you know. I'd be perfectly happy with just the discs, the way they come into one package. Perfectly content with that. I find that when it comes to a lot of DVD box sets, and they put everything together in one set and they charge you a premium for them. Now, I'm not talking Blu-rays, I'm talking DVDs. They tend to throw in a lot of things that are filler that you could live without. Not a big deal because you're in it for the show, and they tend to box sets. They like to give you other physical things to make it seem worthwhile. Now, with Blu-ray, when you're paying that or 4K, you're usually paying for an upconvert, so you don't have to put as many little things in the boxes in order to get you to purchase them. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a mixed bag depending on what you want. If you just want the episodes, you just want to go back and watch them, just get DC Universe for 1 month and watch them on there, and then you could be done. But if you like physical media like I do, this box has been on sale several times on Amazon. Right now, the DVD set, this isn't the collector's edition, which I have, but the regular DVD set is $30. And looking on there, the collector's edition goes anywhere between $100 and $600. If you want to pay $600, I will send this to you. If you want to pay $600, I'll personally deliver this to you right now if you live in the United States, because that's a really good deal for me, because I think I only paid, I didn't pay more than $30 for it. So anyway, it's available out there and you can go check it out. Okay, that's all I have to say about DVD box sets. I'm going to talk about video games briefly here. As I've talked about in the past, I'm not a huge gamer as far as, like, I don't go through massive amounts of games. I can play games for a long period of time, but I don't do massive amounts of games. I just finished Uncharted 4 on the PS4, and I loved it. One of the best games I've ever played, hands down. The most beautiful game, the best interaction, great story. Started Gods of War a few weeks ago. You need to know that I'm a slow game player. I'm lucky if I average an hour a day. That doesn't happen very often. I probably average about a half hour a day. Usually like once or twice a week I get to play for a couple hours. God of War, I really love it. I've never played any of the other ones. Really into the story of it. It also is a beautiful game. It's not as well detailed as Uncharted 4. A lot of these games are currently on sale. I like to talk about this stuff this time of year. So this is the time where I kind of stock up on some media. Like if it's games, I'll end up buying a couple of games and then I'm good for the year because I don't play a lot. If I get one game, like when I got Fallout 4 is probably the game I've played more than any other, like single game. That was the first game I ever bought on release day, and was up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't go to bed till 5, and then slept, then got up the next day and played again. And I don't even want to talk about how many hours I got in that game. Like I would come home from work at night and I'd play for like an hour. I'd play every spare minute I had, I would play. And I invested a lot of hours in that game. It's a fun game. enjoyed it. But playing God of War right now, and man, it's got a fantastic story I'm really into. And that's the one thing, is like, I got to have a good story in my game. And there's not an online component, which is also a plus for me because I'm not really into that. And I just have to update every half hour. I'm also cool with that as well. You know, I usually buy stuff on Xbox because my son has an Xbox. I have an Xbox. We buy one game, we can share it. So, like, digitally, because we set the other person's Xbox as your home Xbox. If you don't know about that, you should look that up, because I know a lot of people who just have a friend that lives in the same city that they do, and they just set each other's Xboxes up, and then if you buy a game for $60, you each pay $30, and you both get to play it, you know. So I know some people have said you both can't play online at the same time, and that's not true at all, because maybe it is now, but I know that there's some online games that I've played. I've actually played my son at the game that we both bought, you know, that, you know, only one person bought, but we shared, and it works fine. So, but anyway, God of War, if you haven't played it and you're not, it's a fun game. The puzzles are fun. They make you think, and I really like that. I like puzzles that aren't overly complicated, but make you think, and puzzles that are hard, even though once you figure them out. And, like, for example, in this game, you come across chests that have ruins. They have three ruins on them, and they have, depending, there's different areas, but in this one case, there's three bells. You have to ring, like, you ring the bell, and the ruin goes out. But in 10 seconds, it comes back on. All three ruins have to be out for the chest to open. I can't do it. I'm bad at it. I can get within 1 second, and then I tried about six times, and I just started to get annoyed. But it's not a chest I have to have right now. So it's not like that is impeding your gameplay. That's a side mission. You can still go on with the main mission, which is the story part. Now, there is a lot of story in this one. There are some cutscenes that last like 5 minutes. And the very first time I experienced this in a game, I got kind of annoyed. But I think it's because the story wasn't any good. But in the last couple games I've played, I'm really digging the story in God of War. I mean, I really like what's going on there. I don't want to give any of it away. I'm just kind of throwing it out there as like another geeky habit that I've kind of picked up. I haven't played, like, when I started playing Uncharted 4, it's when it came with the PlayStation 4. The kids got it for me for my birthday, and I played it. It was brand new. And I played it. How long ago was that? 2 years ago. I just finished it like 3 weeks ago. So there was a long period of time where I didn't play any video games at all. And then I was like, I should probably go finish that game now. And then I did. I'm like, why did I ever stop playing? This is so much fun. And I realized because I'm an adult and I have responsibilities and stuff. Remember when we were all in high school and we was like, man, I can't wait to be done with school. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. And then you had to get a job and like pay your mortgage and stuff, and then all that went down the toilet real quick, and you're like, man, I wish I was in high school again. I've never said that, but I was like, man, I wish I was a kid again. I've said that. But anyway, so that's just me prattling and rambling. Check it out. Also, some great sales on Xbox Store and on the PS4 Store. As much as I like physical media, in this case, digital media is a better deal because, like I said, I can split it across two devices, and so it's half price. But they just had Shadow of Mordor was the last game I played before Uncharted. No, before Fallout 4. I got Shadow of Mordor for Christmas the year it came out, and I played that a whole lot, and I absolutely loved that game. It was fantastic. One of my favorite all-time games, easily. And then Shadow of War came out, and I said I was going to buy it, and I never did because I didn't have time to play it. So I'm like, I'm not going to pay $60 for it until I have time. Well, now I have time, or I will have time. And it was, I think I paid $16 for it because of the sale. And so I'm not complaining. If I don't get to play it until next year, it's still a good deal for me. And besides, if I really like it, by the time I get done playing it, the next one will be out, right? So now's the time to start checking out your sales, not only for that, but for DVDs and Blu-rays and streaming media as well. There's a lot of great sales on iTunes and Amazon and Vudu. I don't buy much stuff on Vudu, but I only use it because I have digital codes for it. But I don't think I've never bought anything on there. But I usually buy my stuff on iTunes because I can download it and I get a better quality and I can download it ahead of time. So if I know that nobody's at home using the internet, like I said, I don't have the best internet here. I can download it ahead of time, so that night, like, if I want to watch it, I can. But they've had some really good deals in there. So now's the time if you want to get some of these movies you've been waiting for, you know, either stuff you haven't seen or stuff you have seen you want to revisit. Now's the time. There's a lot of $5 movie deals there. That's a pretty good deal. There's some multi-movie deals as well that are really good. I know that one of the things that I have almost all of them on DVD or Blu-ray, but the DC animated feature films, which I think are fantastic, they can do no wrong in my eyes. Even the bad ones are better than a lot of the live action ones they put out. I think you can buy the entire collection on iTunes now for $99. That's a good deal when you break it down by film. It's pretty cheap, I mean, per movie. But if you don't have them, that's the way to go. I mean, you can't buy a box set anywhere near that. I mean, granted, it's all digital, but still, I mean, that's a heck of a deal. But now's the time to do it, people. There's a lot of good stuff out there, a lot of good deals to be had. So do that. If you listen to the show and you're on Xbox or PS4 and want to be gaming buddies, shoot me an email and I'll give you my gamer tag. And I don't know what we can do with that, but PS4, I'm not online. I don't pay for their premium service, but Xbox I do, because like I said, I have a PS4 because it's a gift. Xbox, of course, the Xbox is also a gift, but because all my friends are on Xbox and because other people in my house are on Xbox, that seems to be the no-brainer to pay for that one, you know what I mean? Anyway, that's it. Until next week, over and out.